Today is Are You OK? And World Suicide Prevention Day. And the Salvation Army is holding an Auburn Together for Hope walk in the New South Wales community. The Wire's Kayla Dickerson spoke to Bill Sayers, National Program Director of Hope for Life, who says Auburn's multicultural community presents particular challenges to the stigma surrounding mental health.
What we're trying to do is use the community's resources in terms of bilingual resources, people that connect with people, so that individuals that may not have got access to helplines or crisis lines or support because they may not have the language skills or there may be issues around cultural stigma, that they do have a voice. Most importantly, they've got people that are prepared to listen to them. I think in terms of culture, obviously there are issues around, you know, faith and belief systems. You know, we're very respectful of that. They can be protective factors for people as well, but the issue around cultural stigma is often that people feel that they'll be labelled if they disclose that they have a mental health issue or indeed if they're thinking of suicide.
Bill says organisations should work alongside communities to find solutions for the specific trauma that each person faces, such as with our First Nation Australians.
There's been generational loss and trauma, so loss of connection to family or indeed to spirituality or culture. And there are certainly issues around connection to the land and loss of that connection. So I think one of our tasks is to walk alongside communities, learn from communities, because often the secret to healing is within the culture and the community itself, but try and provide resources and certainly try and provide capacity so, you know, people are comfortable speaking and that together in partnership with other organisations and with the communities themselves that we can offer people help.
Auburn is home to one of the largest refugee communities in Australia. Bill says communities should ensure there are sufficient community leaders who understand refugees' experiences to make services more accessible.
The important part, I think, there is that people connect with the issue, they have the language and cultural orientation, and then they have the capacity to walk alongside people who are at risk and be an effective advocate. There's nothing, I think, more warming to me than seeing people get alongside their own community members capably and lead them to a place of support and safety. And really, that's the challenge in communities like Auburn, because we know that because of the impost of learning the language and because of social confidence and competence, particularly for new arrivals, people will need that support. They won't actively seek out crisis services or professionals as a first point of call.
Access to mental health professionals can be difficult, with often long waiting periods between appointments and the expensive cost even with financial aid. Bill says Australia should focus on a community-based approach to build support networks for everyone.
I think advocacy is really important, and I think also communities and people within the communities getting to know which services are available remotely. One of the things, and it's not just about access to the direct health professionals, but how do people maintain their wellness in between times? How do we do that effectively? I think part of it certainly is around coaching and resourcing, people knowing what 24/7 services are available. You know, services like the Suicide Callback Service, which is a great service, Kids Helpline. Obviously, there are some great resources through Beyond Blue and Sane Australia, a number of organisations. I think we're never going to have the number of clinicians on the ground that we can respond adequately at all points. That's why building a circle of support for people within community, and when we're talking about broader mental health issues like anxiety and depression within the broader populace, what we need to do as a community is embrace the wellbeing message and not be afraid to have the discussions in terms of basically how we can look after each other.
Bill Sayers, National Program Director of the Salvation Army's Hope for Life program, speaking with The Wire's Kayla Dickinson.